Hey guys. So
Joseph Stewart and a group of 7th and 8th graders from West Oakland Middle School are sitting around a campfire near Lake Tahoe, getting to know each other.
What kind of scientist are you?
I'm an ecologist.
Stewart works with the California Department of Fish and Game and is a grad student at the University of Nevada, Reno, where he studies pikas.
This is a picture of a pika.
Oh, I've seen them before.
Oh, they're cute.
They're super cute, right?
Pikas are actually related to rabbits. They're about the size of hamsters, with no tails and round Mickey Mouse ears. They live in rock piles at high elevations. They're adapted to cold temperatures, and when it gets too hot, they hide out under the rocks. So Stewart is trying to figure out, if pikas don't do well in the heat, what will happen to them as the climate continues to warm?
They've been petitioned for listing under the Endangered Species Act because of climate change. But when the Fish and Wildlife Service reviewed that petition, they pretty much said that we don't know enough about how pikas are doing. We need more data.
2 years ago, the Obama administration decided not to protect pikas as endangered. But California is still considering it. If the state does decide to add them to its endangered species list, pikas would become the first species here to be listed as threatened primarily because of climate change. If the state starts protecting animals because of climate change, things that affect the climate, like new fossil fuel power plants or clear-cut logging projects, could be slowed.
What you guys are going to be doing is collecting more data that's going to help us know how pikas are affected by climate change.
It will help scientists gauge how other high-elevation animals might fare, too, since pikas are so sensitive to warmer temperatures. The students will be surveying likely pika habitat to help figure out where pikas still live and in what locations they once lived but don't anymore. To get to pika habitat, they have to hike.
You guys are doing great. It's a good start.
How are you all feeling?
Tired.
This is 7th grader Brooklyn Upshur's first time backpacking.
I didn't know where it's going to take us this long. But when we get up there, wow.
They're heading to Tamarack Lake, a bright blue lake surrounded by granite and pine trees in the Desolation Wilderness near South Lake Tahoe. At about 7,800 feet in elevation, it's in prime pika territory. The next morning, Anton Jackson and Joe Green get their first glimpse of a pika as it scurries across the rocks.
Oh, you guys see that?
Yeah. It's right there. It's really small. It's on that little rock.
All right, so everybody open to the first clean page in your notebook.
Greg Trinish is the founder of Adventurers and Scientists for Conservation, a Montana-based nonprofit that organized this trip.
It's just such a cool way for them to have fun, to grow a lot, and to be excited about what it is to be a scientist.
The students learn to take down the data they need, where they are, what time it is, and whether or not they found pikas. Stewart explains the best way to figure out if a pika lives or has lived in the area is by looking for pika pellets. Dejon Banks quickly finds some.
Oh, this pika poop right here?
Looks like it.
They're sort of green-brown balls, about the size of peppercorns.
So I'll write down that we found some
old pika poop.
This data will go into iNaturalist, a website where citizen scientists can upload their observations for scientists to use. This is the first time anyone surveyed the area around Tamarack Lake for pikas. Trinish says this project isn't just good for science, it's also good for the students, who are going beyond preset lab experiments and doing actual field work.
They're in seventh grade from West Oakland, and they're going to be part of science. They're part of our scientific understanding of the world.
Later in the day, Stewart takes me to one of the sites he studied. As it starts to cool off around dusk, the pikas emerge from under the rocks and begin calling.
I don't think there'll be pikas here in 50 years.
And right now there's... seems like tons of pikas here.
Right now it seems like there's tons, but I think if you change the climate, if it's, on average a couple degrees Celsius warmer here, it's not going to be climatically suitable for pikas.
As the climate continues to warm, the pikas' range may get even smaller. Stewart says they may disappear from Northern California entirely. The California Department of Fish and Game is expected to recommend whether or not to list the pika as threatened later this year. In the Desolation Wilderness, I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.